This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting,
lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping,
banshee flying,
space mountain launching,
galaxy rewinding,
what is the whole network galaxy rewinding,
fireworks igniting, world of other worlds, for whatever you love. Infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway, wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me. This is Hunt Detail. We're in the month of June, and it's exciting because it's almost preseason for the fall hunting seasons. And today we're going to close out the out-of-state masterclass series that we've been doing over the past few weeks. And I've talked a lot over the past few weeks about, you know, fitness and trying to lose weight as part of building out your hunt plan, trying to extend your range as part of your hunt plan. And this weekend, my family and I did a 5K, and it was a lot of fun. I had some hesitancy. I've used to run a bunch in a lot of different 5Ks and half marathons and that sort of stuff. But I haven't done that lately a lot. And I thought it would be a fun way for us to sort of kick off summer. And it was. My son runs a lot already. He did really well. My wife is up for any sort of athletic endeavor. My daughter used to do a lot of sports, but isn't doing them a lot now. And I had been running a little bit to try to get ready for this. And it was great. We had a great time. I finished eighth in my age group out of 30 or 40 folks, which, whatever. I wanted to do better than that, but it was still a lot of fun. I had a chance to put out a trail cam and a mineral lick this weekend. That was great. And it's a small, tiny piece of private property that I have access to that is really a great rut funnel. If you've I've talked about it before on this podcast. I've killed a few bucks off of it, shot at a few really nice bucks on it, and been disappointed. And but I like it because it's close to my home, and I can get in a hunt either, you know, in the morning or in the afternoon and not, you know, drive an hour and a half away. I do a lot of public land hunting because I really enjoy public land hunting. I like trying to crack the code. The game is different there in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. And I also will go out of state myself for public land hunting. And I think it's a lot of fun. But I will say this, this little piece that is a really tight rut funnel is a lot of fun as well. And last year, the past couple of years, I've killed early and haven't really gotten to that first week of November with that when it really heats up from a rut funnel standpoint. So this year, I got to try to force myself to hold off because, like I said, I shot a buck in October in a different area and filled that tag. And the previous year, I think the past 2 years, I killed in October in different areas, and therefore I couldn't hunt this rut funnel. So I think this is the year. And there's a really, I think he's going to be a special 10-pointer that came. He had come through the past few years, and assuming he made it through, he's going to be pretty special this year. But there's always those ones that come through that sort of out of the blue that come through. And that's always kind of fun too with the rut. I know some people don't like that, but anything could come through from a nearby region or area as whitetail will start to extend their range and hit areas that they don't normally live in looking for hot does. So it's almost here, folks. Before we get into the out of state, and some of the logistical stuff that we'll close out with, I do want to mention that the Western Elk Hunt Planner is available on Kindle for $1.99 on Amazon. If you don't like, you know, the Kindle ebook type stuff, there is a hard copy and a hardback version and a paperback version. Those are not $1.99. Those are a little bit more expensive, but that's available to you. And right now, recently we added a partner, Raw Rev, which is a high protein bar that I almost eat every day. And it's low sugar, like 2 to 3 grams of sugar. It has 12 to 13 grams of protein. They're pretty tasty. And use the code DETAIL, you'll save 20%. We have a new partner in Redmond Salt. They also make Relight, which is an electrolyte mix that I really like. It's made, sourced here in the USA. It is a fantastic product. And you get 15% off if you use the code DETAIL when you go to Relight or Redmond Salt. You probably use Redmond Salt already. It's fantastic. And again, it comes out of Utah. And it's made here in the USA, but I really like the Relight as an electrolyte replacement. And it's something that I take. I always have some sort of electrolyte in my water. I don't fully dose it. I don't put a full scoop. I usually put like a quarter of a scoop just to have a little bit of flavor. And of course, in hunting season, if you're hunting out west this year or in any state, you know, you're going to need electrolytes. I wouldn't encourage you to drink Gatorade or any of that's junk because it's full of sugars or corn syrup. You can get something like Relight, doesn't have any sugar, tastes great. And it's really doing what you want to do, which is replacing magnesium and potassium along with other electrolyte profiles. So use the code DETAIL there. So let's talk about some things to close this series out. Now, I'm going to talk about a checklist, and I'm going to go through some of that checklist. You can get this for free if you go to the Hunt Detail Instagram page and just click on the link tree there. You can download this checklist for free and print it out, and I think you might find it to be really helpful. But one of the things I like to talk about is the things that are at home that will bother you while you're out of state. And it's the things that if you could really make that list right now and start to get things geared up for when you leave home for 10, 14 days, 7 days, whatever that may be, it's really going to help your peace of mind. And so think about a particular appliance that's not operating properly right now. Maybe you're all having issues with the dishwasher or the refrigerator. Maybe you have something going on with a car. Maybe the car, of course, needs oil change. Maybe it needs new tires. Get that stuff done. Get it out of the way. It's now mid-June. Get it out of the way now, so when August, September come around, it's not a thing. Or, you know, keep track of those things. Put it on your calendar. Oil change for wife's car, before, you know, a week before you leave. And make sure you put it on your calendar so that it gets done. Or new tires or new brakes. I would encourage you to make sure your sump pump is working. Make sure that your spouse has enough cash. Make sure that the shelves, the grocery, you know, went to the grocery store. All your pantry shelves are stocked. The fridge is stocked. If there's any other big projects, I have some big projects this year that I want to do with my deck. My deck, it needs to be, it needs a lot of work. And so one of these weekends, I'm just going to designate as a weekend that I'm just going to work on that stupid thing. I don't really want to deal with it, but I got to get it done. Yeah. I've had other yard projects that I've gotten done. I had to cut down a couple trees. I did those in March and April. And now that is done. That project is done. And so I'm trying to think of some of the other projects that we've had. I probably need to reseal my driveway, which if you have like, you know, sort of a certain type of driveway, you know, it gets hit with salt and all that sort of stuff. And if you reseal it, it protects it for the long haul. I've had gutter work done. I had some gutters fill with ice this January and break off the freaking house. It was a crazy winter in that regard. But there's a lot of stuff, and it costs money, of course, but it's better to bite the bullet before you leave than to be gone and be like, oh, crud, there's issues with the car, there's issues with whatever. And I said, I think I've mentioned this, make sure your car kit, the kit that you have in your car that has the tools, the spare tires, the jumper cables, the portable jump starter battery pack, all of that stuff, tire pump, make sure your wife has the exact thing, same thing in her car. And I'll even make a video to show her how to change a tire. I will make videos on where things are in the vehicle or where things are in the house and send that to her as a point of reference. And I know it sounds weird, but sometimes our spouses, they just don't think the way that we think about things in terms of being prepared and in terms of, you know, plan B, C, and D as it relates to car issues or whatever. And so how to turn the water off if there was some sort of overflowing toilet or something. I know it sounds, again, it sounds like a lot, but trust me, when you're 1,000 miles away and all you want to do is focus on, you know, get bugling in this bull, you're not going to want to have to deal with texting or talking or calling to take care of some sort of issue. I mentioned also with your map app platform, maybe use Onyx, whatever it is, set it up on their computer and their phone so they can see where you are, so that you can, as you travel, as you're hiking, and you can leave breadcrumbs and you're like, okay. And if there was an emergency, everybody would know exactly where you are. Talk to relatives, see if they can help out with certain things. If it's getting kids to school, back to school or whatever. And don't be afraid to shell out some cash for that. out of appreciation, because again, it's worth it. The babysitters or hiring a cleaner. I mentioned some of the projects. I would say yard work is another one. How do you automate that while you're gone in terms of like, well, who's going to cut the grass, or will I cut the grass the day before I leave and be back before it's, you know, knee high or whatever. So those are some things to think about, because it's really, again, what you want to do is fully be present and plugged in with your hunt. Now, I'm going to go through some of these things on the checklist, and obviously you're going to need your tag and the necessary paperwork. I would encourage you to figure out where you're going to put it with you, if it's going to be on your pack or in a pack in sort of a zip pouch, or do you leave it in the car? Where are you going to have your wallet and your keys as you hunt and hike? Do you have, you know, your weapon and the corresponding ammunition and maybe field points or extra ammunition to make sure that you're dialed in when you're out there? Your calls, of course, the necessary tools to fix your maybe a rifle or your bow, depending on your situation. Maybe if you're taking a bow, bring a small target to make sure you're sighted in. Or if something were to happen to your bow out there, to re-sight your bow in, so you have a small target, you're not just shooting in dirt where you're probably going to damage up an arrow. I've mentioned before, you should mark up your bow and mark up your cams and sight pins and videotape that, so you have a point of reference to say, oh, my sight housing got bumped, my sight pins moved, this is how they were set. And you can adjust back. Do you know where the nearest hospital is? Do you have the spare tires and maybe the cans of Fix-A-Flat like that I mentioned? From a weather and terrain standpoint, you know, what is the weather going to be like? This checklist is really sort of, you know, a week before you leave. Are there any western fires that you need to be aware about? What is the precipitation, rain or snow? What's the predominant wind? Is it generally coming out of the southwest? Is it coming out of the north? And how will that impact your routes of access, points of entry? I mean, if you have a detailed hunt plan, then you've thought about where you're going to, your access points, where you're going to park and how you're going to go in. If the wind is at your back and blowing into a bedding area, that's a real problem. So it's good to look at those things ahead of time. Now, when you get out there, it may be different. What is sunset and sunrise out where you're going? And what are the shooting hours that are outlined in the regulations? Where I live, in a lot of places, it's a 30 minutes before and 30 minutes after. What are the moon phases? Is that going to impact rutting behavior if you're like hunting elk? What are the river levels in a particular area, if you're going to be crossing rivers? And there are sources of that information that you can find in terms of flow rate. Of course, we've talked about identifying water sources in your food systems. Make sure you have all those things, your toiletries, your navigation, which would be your GPS and or your cell phone, your battery pack, charging cords, mobile maps. Are they downloaded? Do you have some printing maps to back up? Do you have a compass? We often rely so heavily on our phones that we don't think that we might need a compass. But what happens if you drop your phone and it breaks, or if it gets drenched and dies or whatever? It can fail. It's important to have a compass. From a checklist standpoint, you've got your clothing, your base, your mid, your insulation, rain gear. I would say gloves, hats, socks, boots. Do you need Hunter Orange outlined? As the regulations? Do you need that both as a vest and a hat, or just a hat? What about tick and mosquito repellent? Rangefinder, headlamps, wind checker, your survival kit. We talked about that, I think, last week. Your sleep system, extra batteries, stove, and fuel. Your kill kit, we've talked about. Your coolers setup, we've talked about. Have you downloaded some movies? or are you going to take a book or downloaded some books that you're going to read off your phone or another device? I always download movies to my phone, and it's really something that I look forward to as I hunt till dark. I hike back. It's usually late. And so I try to set up where I can make dinner pretty quickly because I just want to get to sleep because I got to get up, you know, at 4 a.m. the next morning. It's that cycle, right? You get to bed at almost midnight and you got to get up 4 hours later. But, so I start to make my food. I usually create my own dehydrated meals. I dump some olive oil in it, and I just hammer that, and I've got a movie going, and it's really a nice way to sort of wind down for me. I mean, some people aren't really into that sort of thing, but I really enjoy like a good movie or like the Yellowstone series or like 1823 or, you know, some of those things. Like, it's really enjoyable, and it's a nice way to sort of end the night. And obviously when I get back to the car or the tent or wherever I am, I've got to yank the solar panel down. I've got to recharge my phone. I've got to recharge other devices. And so that's also a part of the process as you got to think about that system. How are you? It's almost like the water system where if you're not keeping up with the water, it'll catch up with you and it'll make you stop. If you don't have your electronics charging and your battery packs charging and all those things, it'll catch up to you and it'll force you to stop. And where you're like, I can't hunt this morning because my phone is dead and I need it from a mapping standpoint. And so, so again, that is a system that we really didn't get into, but it's important to think about. I mean, how are you going to keep everything that you need charged, including headlamps and that sort of thing? Do you need extra boots and extra trekking poles or an extra tent and bag for your car in case you need it? Like, say, let's say you hit a trailhead and you're not going to hike. You have your tent that's in your pack, your elk hunting, and you don't want to sleep in your car. You want to sleep in a tent, and it might be nice to have an extra tent and an extra bag so that you can sleep next to your car and not unpack your pack, if that makes sense. Now, another thing that I've heard and I've seen done, and it was sort of effective, is that people will put tents up at trailheads just to discourage other people from hunting it. So this was sort of a remote trailhead that I went to, and there was an empty tent. There was nothing else in it. And I don't know if that guy was ever coming back, but it made you feel like, well, if I go back there, I might run into him or bump into him, that sort of thing. And so I just sort of backed out of it. There were some other guys in the area too, but that is a strategy to sort of keep people out of an area. If you're hunting a remote trailhead, take a tent that you're comfortable with someone stealing, or you know that it's so far back that people aren't going to want to pack it out and just leave it up. And that way you've sort of communicated to others that you're hunting in that area. And it might keep people, and it might not be an area that you actually camp. You just have that tent up there. So those are some things to think about from a logistical standpoint, both at home and both right before you leave. Again, you can download this cheat sheet for free if you go to the Hunt Detail on Instagram. Also, I dropped some new content on Hunt Detail YouTube looking at the Tulu broadhead and the Iron Will single bevel broadhead at 125 grain. Check it out. I think it's pretty interesting to look at the twist rate of these single bevel broadheads as they hit and go through whitetail shoulder blade. So we'll talk more about that probably next week. But thank you as always. Give this podcast the 5 stars and have a great week.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.